8. Reading.
You do what for a living? When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? Perhaps a doctor, a teacher, or a firefighter? You probably didn't consider becoming a greeting card writer or a snow researcher, a person who collects ice crystals in snow to analyze the effect of pollution on an area of snowfall. Yet thousands of people around the world earn a living performing unusual jobs that most people have never even heard of. Take Lily Martinez, for example. She has a job that girls around the world would dream about doing, if only they knew about it. Martinez is a doll fashion designer. She remembers, as a girl, I would design one-of-a-kind outfits for my dolls. Her work is very similar to the work of regular fashion designers. She analyzes fashion trends, chooses fabrics, draws design sketches, and keeps a close eye on the styles of Paris and New York. Only she does all this to create clothing for 11.5-inch, 29-centimeter dolls. Do you have an artistic flair and an interest in science? Do you have a strong sense of taste, smell, and imagination? Then you might make an ideal flavorist. A flavorist is a person who creates natural and artificial flavorings that go into foods. Their work entails first identifying the individual chemicals found in nature. Then they recreate the flavors using different chemical combinations. Such manufactured flavors often last longer, have stronger flavor, and smell better than flavors found in nature. These flavors can also avoid the allergens sometimes contained in natural flavors. According to Carol Militescu, a senior flavorist, there is not one single way to create a flavor. Different chemical combinations can make the same flavor. You might think the flavors are identical, but how you put the chemicals together makes them very different. Militescu says that to be a successful flavorist, it is essential that you think outside the box. But perhaps you would prefer a job working with animals. If so, you might consider a career as an elephant pedicurist. It may sound silly, but keeping an elephant's nails clean and trim is critical to their health. Like human nails, elephant nails grow continuously. Elephants in the wild wear down their nails naturally, but captive elephants have fewer opportunities to roam. Elephant pedicurists scrape the bottom of the elephant's feet to get rid of calluses, dirt, and embedded rocks that can cause infection. They also trim, file, and shape the elephant's nails. Mike Hayward, the elephant pedicurist for the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, loves his job. He gives pedicures to his 12 elephants every 5 weeks. The elephants generally cooperate with Hayward, waiting patiently through the 2-hour process. Says Hayward, "It's almost like not going to work because the elephants are like my family." So, the next time you mull over your future career path, you might want to consider some non-traditional career options. After all, there just may be a new flavor waiting to be discovered, or an elephant whose feet will benefit from your expert care.